Proverbs 24. We're going to give this a shot. There's been a break in the sickness a little bit here. Fever's down. Things in my throat is not as irritated, so we're going to give this a shot. So Proverbs 24, episode 267 of Proverbs Every Day, coming right at you. Welcome back. And yeah, this is actually my second attempt at recording this, honestly. My first attempt, the microphone was not working. And not sure why it's a constant struggle, but whatever. We'll deal with it. In any case, good to be back with you. And hopefully my voice is good for at least 15 minutes or so. We'll see what we can do. But yeah, let's dive right into Proverbs 24. Don't be envious of evil people, and don't desire to be with them. For their minds are occupied with violence, and their lips speak of making trouble. By wisdom a house is built, by understanding it is made secure. By knowledge its rooms are filled, with all kinds of costly and pleasant possessions. So you see, I've highlighted this already. There's some teaching points here I want you to see here. That there's obviously these responses to wisdom builds, understanding makes it secure, knowledge fills with pleasant possessions and that sort of thing. But what I want you to see here is a progression that we've seen all throughout the book of Proverbs, and it's consistent. Step one, well, I guess you could say step one is embrace humility. But one, embrace wisdom. Two, buy understanding, get understanding. Three, obtain knowledge. Four, prosper. Get wisdom. Understanding comes, or buy understanding, invest in that. Obtain knowledge. Pay attention, and then prosper. It's a simple enough formula, and I hope that's clear to you. I hope that's something that comes through. We'll have to do a separate lesson on that sometime soon, because I think it's really key. The more I'm thinking about it, it's like I think following that framework is really important to get that's how it works. But Verse 5, a wise man is strong. Yes, a man of knowledge grows in strength. For with clever strategy you wage a war, and victory comes from having many advisors. And that many advisors thing is really key. It doesn't mean you take the advice of literally everybody who advises you. And that's why having many advisors is actually really wise, because you don't necessarily always want to just take one message. You know, you want it to be verified. You want it to be backed up. Verse 7, wisdom is too lofty for a fool. He keeps his mouth shut at the city gate. He who plans to do evil, people call a schemer. The evil plans of the foolish are sin, and people detest a scorner. Yeah. Verse 10, if you slack off on a day of distress, your strength is small indeed. Yes, rescue those being dragged off to death. Won't you save those about to be killed? If you say we know nothing about it, Won't he who weighs hearts discern it? Yes, he who guards you will know it and repay each one as his deeds deserve. I've said this often and I'll keep saying it, and I don't care if I attempt to get canceled or not. This is yet another clear indicator that we are to be standing up for justice for those that are born and not yet born. It's very clear to me. You slack off on a day of distress when your strength is needed. Yeah, I don't think so. And, oh, we didn't know. Yeah. It's important. Verse 13. My son, eat honey, for it is good. Honeycomb drippings are sweet to your taste. Know that wisdom is similarly sweet to your soul. If you find it, then you'll have a future. What you hope for will not be cut off. Don't lurk like an outlaw near the home of the righteous. Don't raid the place where he lives. For though he falls seven times, he will get up again. It's the wicked who fail under stress. That's really good. Now don't rejoice when your enemy falls. Don't let your heart be glad when he stumbles. For Adonai might see it and would displease him. He might withdraw his anger from your foe. This has been hard for people lately. Whatever. People gonna people. Verse 19, don't get upset because of evildoers. Don't be envious of the wicked. For the evil person has no future. The lamp of the wicked will go out. My son, don't get involved with revolutionaries, but fear Adonai and the king. For a disaster from them will suddenly appear, and who knows what ruin they can both cause. Or both can cause, yeah. So now we're getting into a section of Proverbs that are a collection of sayings. And so it's kind of awkward that the way we note it, it ends up beginning in the middle of 24. But basically we have a collection of sayings going forward here. So we've kind of, that kind of concludes our, that portion of Proverbs that I call the contrasts. And now we're into these just general sayings of the wise. So we don't know if this means that these are for sure things from other people, or they're also from Solomon just extracting people to repeat these kind of things. We don't 100% know, but here's some collection sayings of the wise, so you can always take these on. Showing partiality in judgment is not good. He who tells the guilty, you are innocent, will be cursed by peoples, reviled by nations. But with those who condemn him, things will go well, and a good blessing will come upon them. Giving an honest answer is like giving a kiss. Some of us are better kissers than others, I guess. I kid. But honestly, if it's honest, then it's always good. Even if it doesn't seem like it's gonna be. Verse 27, prepare your outside work. Get things ready for yourself on the land. After that, build your house. So get things ready out for yourself on the land. So prepare first and then build. I worked for years as a, and still do some of this work today, as a IT consultant that was also doing engineering work for folks. And so I would very often have to remind them, no, we can't just start building right away because we don't have a good grasp of what your needs are. So what good would it be to just build something up for you that you'd end up having to change because your needs weren't being met? And so it was very hard to explain to people sometimes to slow down and trust the process. But the people that did were happy. The people that didn't, well, I took their money, but you know, they weren't happy. Don't be a witness against your neighbor for no good reason. Or no reason. Would you use your lips to deceive? Don't say, I'll do to him what he did to me. I'll pay him back what his deeds deserve. I passed by the field of a lazy man and the vineyard of the man lacking sense. There it was, overgrown with thistles. The ground was covered with nettles and stone walls broken down. I looked and thought about it. I saw and I learned this lesson. I'll just lie here a bit, rest a little longer. I'll just fold my hands for a little more sleep. And poverty comes marching in on you. Scarcity hits you like an invading soldier. Still one of my favorite passages there. Indeed. All right. Well, I tell you what, I don't want to take up too much more time today. I let my voice recover a bit, as I still have intentions on recording tomorrow's episode after this. And so what I'm going to do here is I'm going to go ahead and end on that note. But because I'm so happy to be here with you doing this, I figured why not share our official Proverbs 24 song with you. So yeah, hopefully this is going to play right. I had some weird issues earlier, but I guess we'll find out. So here's the Proverbs 24 song. Enjoy, and I will be seeing you tomorrow. Be blessed by the best, and then go be a blessing to all the rest. Love you guys.
I passed by the field of one who was lazy, by the vineyard of a stupid person. It was all overgrown with thorns. The ground was covered with weeds. The stone wall was broken down. Then I looked and received instruction. Oh! Proverbs 24, let's go! In the mirror, life can be so tough, but a righteous heart is more than enough. With wisdom's voice guiding every day, we'll rise above and find our way. A house is built by wisdom's hand. Understanding makes it firmly stand. Knowledge fills its precious rooms. Treasures grow though troubles loom. A little slumber, a little sleep. Poverty is what you'll keep. Your house by wisdom's hand, and get outside and work the land. With a proverb a day, you'll bring wisdom your way. Read a new chapter each calendar day. Proverbs every day. Keeps us right on track, leaves foes behind, we don't look back. Better a neighbor than far kin. Strength together, help us win. A little slumber, a little sleep. Poverty
another's fate. Stay true, don't imitate. Lessons learned along the way shape the dawn of a brighter day. A little